From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad. Kurdish commanders say an American volunteer fighting with a Kurdish militia was killed Monday in a battle against Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. The American was reported killed north of Raqqa, where U.S.-backed forces are fighting the Islamic State group as part of an offensive to free the city. In a setback to efforts to end the war in Yemen, Houthi rebels and their allies have announced the formation of a new government in Sana'a. The Houthi-controlled Sabah news agency said the government is tasked with establishing order and confronting what it called Saudi aggression. This comes less than 2 weeks after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he extracted a pledge from Houthi leaders to form a unity government with their opponents. The U.N.-led plan called for the Houthis to pull out of the main cities and hand over their heavy weapons, but the exiled Yemeni president, Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi, rejected that agreement. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday with, or after rather, 21-gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday. This is VOA News. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. In Twitter posts Sunday, Trump claimed that he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if the tally had eliminated the ballots of millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. Election experts say there is scant evidence of vote fraud in the election. Here is Mark Thompson. He is with the Wisconsin Election Commission.
I think it most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
The election, Wisconsin Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. But Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. Stein is also suing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to get a similar recount in that state. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Columbus, Ohio, say at least 9 people were wounded on the campus of Ohio State University when an attacker drove a vehicle into a crowd of pedestrians and then began stabbing them. The suspect was shot and killed by police. Ohio State University identified the attacker as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, a freshman at the school. Community members say Artan was of Somali descent and about 20 years old. Ohio State University President Michael Drake said he would not speculate about a motive for the attack.
We prepare for situations like this, but always hope never to have one. And so we're going to be able to go and visit the people who were injured a little bit later on this afternoon. But I just want to tell them all and their families how much we are looking forward to their full and complete recovery.
Drake spoke via WBNS-TV. There are nearly 60,000 students at Ohio's main campus in Columbus. A U.S. defense official says an Iranian boat pointed its weapon Saturday at a U.S. helicopter launched from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in the Strait of Hormuz. He called the action by the Iranians unprofessional and unsafe. The Obama administration has expanded its authority to attack the Somali militant group al-Shabaab. Citing senior U.S. officials, the New York Times reported Monday the administration has declared the al-Qaeda-linked militant group to be an acceptable target in the war on terrorism. Congress authorized the military campaign following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. Markets, looking at Wall Street, markets were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.